BOE back in session. BOE 130, we've had a call in, said that they're ready. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Would it be a good time to take yours up? I know it's set this afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. They just called me and asked me if I could talk real fast. My partner was going to come there, but if it's something that you guys don't do with the phone, that's probably okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can probably resolve it, but just let me ask a couple of questions if I can. Is this Scott or?
No, this is Chad Corbin.
Chad? Okay, Chad.
That's my house, yeah.
Gotcha. Chad, do you or the other owners of these of the LLC have any other nightly rental properties
no.
in Taney County?
No, we don't own anything else down there. We don't own any of the properties. Just our personal house that we
rented out. Well, what we do on the first one, if you just own one property that you put in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we've been doing a mixed-use classification on the first one. If you acquire any other properties after that, for purposes of nightly rental, then they would be 100% commercial. But on the first one, we do a 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that. That's what we had for the last couple of years. And
okay.
Some of my friends on there have done, and I'm accepting of that.
Okay. With respect to that, I think on your application, you checked discrimination and also valuation. I assume that's all related to the classification issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so if we
not use it for 100% commercial purposes.
All right, if I make the motion to give you the mixed use classification, are you withdrawing the value and the discrimination claim on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think I would do that.
All right.
That's what everybody else is doing, right? Just want to make sure I'm falling in line.
Yes, we're treating you the same as everyone else. Fair enough. Based on the representation that the taxpayers going to withdraw the classification and excuse me, the value and the discrimination because the classification is the main issue in this case, I would make a motion on BOE 130 that we change the classification 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion.
What is this classification for going forward?
Okay. The motion passes. We do assessments are every 2 years, so you could get another letter. We have a change in the assessor's office, so I don't know how they're going to do that or do that kind of thing with respect to these vacation rentals. But just watch your mail and you know watch your card and you can see. All right, but as far as this goes, you'll get a decision within a couple of days. And we thank you for owning Taney County.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. I'm gonna try and call BOE 182 while we're back on the record here for a minute. Hi, Brent. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know you guys are set this afternoon, but I was hoping we might be able to take you up early because we have a break in the morning docket.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure here we're calling on, there's looks like 50 Rock, Bee's Knees, and Innovative Properties Management. Are those are all the ones listed under one name here. And then we've got the fourth one, I think, Angela Rodriguez is maybe a family member or somebody.
Can you say the entities again?
Sure. There's 50 Rock, Bee's Knees, and Innovative Properties Management.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And are those all owned by the same owner, I assume?
My business partner and I do, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Here's my question. With respect to these, are these the only three properties that you all own in Taney County? In other words, is there any other properties that the owners or
no.
these LLCs own? Okay.
Those are
okay. And all three of them are in a nightly rental program of some sort?
Bee's Knees is not. Bee's Knees is undeveloped property on the northwest corner of 65 and Bee Creek Road. Northeast corner, excuse me.
Just a second. I'm going to ask the assessor something. Susan, on BOE, I'm sorry, BOE 183, the taxpayers indicated that Bee's Knees is undeveloped property.
It says land.
So they didn't mark on their evaluation what they were. Nothing's marked. They didn't fill in classification. They didn't fill in anything.
What is the appeal on that one? Is it for valuation?
Yeah, for the valuation.
Okay.
And you want me to discuss it or?
Well, let me clarify what everything is here first, and then we'll get to that.
Sure.
And then on 50 Rock and Innovative Properties Management, are those both nightly rental properties?
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with what we've been doing in Taney County on those?
Yes.
Okay. On the first one, as you probably know, we're giving people a break on that because we assume there's some personal use as well. And we do a 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one, and then any other ones that are owned are going to be on a 100% commercial rate or classification, excuse me. On this particular one, on 50 Rock and Innovative Properties Management, I assume that the 50 Rock property, which is at 405 Watersound, is the more valuable, and that's the one you'd rather have the classification, mixed-use classification. Okay. And were those just being appealed based on classification?
Yes.
Okay. Let me make a motion as to those two, then we're going to get to Bee's Knees, okay? As to BOE 182, I make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE number 184, I would make a motion to deny change in classification and stays commercial.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get decisions out on those in a couple days, but let's talk about 183, which is Bee's Knees. You said that the valuation went up. I'll give you a little bit of background, and I'll let the assessor talk, but basically vacant land in Taney County, there's been, we just dealt with one yesterday in Bradleyville. Now we're dealing with this one. I think this is one of the first ones, or second one we've had in Branson. Vacant land, they've done a land study. They took valuations for price per acre on sales, things like that, and they threw out the lowest and the highest, and then they used the low-end valuation for price per acre, and that's where the valuation is coming from, and I'll let the assessor speak more to that. But is this a piece of property, I assume, that has been it's dramatically increased in valuation this year?
Probably the
second.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what that is, but I'm trying to verify.
All right. On BOE number 183, can you? I'll let you first go ahead and talk about it, and then I'll let the assessor respond to it. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So, speaking about the 3 acres.
Is it three acres? Okay.
Yep. To the west of the Outer Road and north of Bee Creek Road. So it is somewhat of a pie shape, and it's on the hillside, rocky hillside.
Can we see it on the screen here? Okay, we got it.
I think we were before us 2 years ago.
So this should be the same. Did you appeal this property a few years back?
Yes.
Okay. And did we give you a reduction at that time?
Yeah.
3.2 acres should be 4356.
And what did we reduce it to last time?
12 cents.
We were 4,000 change.
So
I don't recall
what
the value.
If you want to make it on the freeway or something.
So,
It looks like 79,544.
He's done that both ends, so.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, 79,454 or 48,428.
Yeah. I guess we can use that. Okay.
So my question is on the valuation.
Yes.
When we purchased it in 2018, it had been for sale for 12 years.
Okay.
And about 3 months after we purchased it, we purchased it for my business partner, and he decided not to use it for what he wanted to. So we put it up for sale. So it's been for sale for 8 years, and there's no takers. And the issue, one of the issues is it's a difficult property to develop. As I say, it's on a rocky hillside, but the biggest issue is the overhead electrical that goes across the north third of the property. There's a 100-foot easement, so it takes up like a whole third of that land that I cannot develop under.
On the north side, just below the Connell's old building, it looks like?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So
I did not know that the last time we spoke with the BOE. I was looking to list this with RB Murray, and
gotcha.
So they're doing their valuation and looking at everything and seeing what's legitimate asking price, and it brought this to my attention. You realize you cannot build underneath that for 100-foot easement. So that really takes down that buildable or developable land, and that's why I am appealing today, is that it's that specifically, and then also just the fact that it's on a rocky hillside. It's going to take a lot to get developed, and I heard some mentioned that, oh hey, that's a hot corner, and I'm like, well, not really.
All right. Well, let me ask you that. I mean, let's get down to the basic question here. What do you think it's worth?
Well, I think it's worth the valuation that was getting us at the 4,000. Probably not even that, but it's just rough. We paid way too much. I'm going to take a massive loss on it when we ever do dispose of it.
Well, it's... We know what it's listed for, but I guess what I'm asking you is what do you, I mean, in other words, for us to make a decision on this, and obviously the information that you've just given us about the easement that causes that particular piece of property to be basically cut down by a third, it sounds like, for development purposes, that's good information. But I mean, we need something. You said something about you were having a group give you an opinion of value, a real estate broker?
Yeah. Well, I was asking them to, if they would list it for us, and they were looking at that, and we're still in discussion. They're kind of slow on it. I kind of think that they're not really interested in it, but...
Well, I mean, could you get us a broker price opinion, perhaps? I mean, that's something we can consider, in this, and I mean, any sales data or things like that also helps the assessor value other stuff around, but on your particular piece, given the uniqueness of the fact that you've got a third of it you can't develop at this point, it sounds like, we really need to have something in front of us giving us a value in order to try to help you on this, because it very well may be over. I'm just trying to make some suggestions here. All right, we've talked to you about this. Do you have anything else that you want to say on this right at the moment?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Okay.
I
and then, I, all right, I'm going to let the assessor say anything you guys want.
Okay. So, doing our land studies, doing our work, we have not gotten to his area yet.
Okay.
To revalue it. However, in the past, we have... looked at something. If it's been on the market for several years and they're not getting it